AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. San Bernardino police believe the two suspects who died in a shootout with police are the same people who shot 14 people dead at a social services facility earlier in the day. Chief Jared Bergwan.
They came dressed and equipped, and I think the people that we have at the scene that are deceased are dressed in that way. They're dressed in dark kind of tactical gear, I think is the best way I'll put it.
The FBI's David Bowditch says a house linked to the suspects is being searched for evidence.
We have agents on a house in Redlands, California right now. That house, as we know, we do not know the contents of what's in that house, but previous active shooter incidents have shown us that there are times when devices are left behind.
Brianna Pastorino is a spokeswoman for Loma Linda University Medical Center, where some of the wounded are being treated.
I don't know any individual who couldn't be shaken up by this. We hear of these mass shootings all over the country, and I think you all could agree that this just hit a little bit too close to home. It is home. So we're all shaken by this.
Late Wednesday, a law enforcement official who was briefed on the case identified one of the suspects as Syed Farouk. Authorities say an Army helicopter from Fort Campbell has crashed in rural Tennessee. Not immediately clear whether there are casualties. British warplanes carried out airstrikes in Syria early Thursday, hours after Parliament voted to authorize air attacks against Islamic State group targets there. The House has voted to rewrite the No Child Left Behind law, and Education Secretary Arne Duncan is very happy about it.
I'm actually a little stunned. I'm thrilled. I never thought we would see this day, to be honest with you. And Congress has been so broken for so long, as has the No Child Left Behind law. And Congress is, whatever it is, 6 or 7 years late or overdue in terms of fixing it.
This is AP Radio News. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is indicating the U.S. economy is on track for an interest rate hike this month. But she also says that policymakers need to be cautious in deciding when to start raising rates, given that the Fed doesn't have much room to cut them if the economy begins to falter.
Such an abrupt tightening would risk disrupting financial markets and perhaps even inadvertently push the economy into recession.
NFL owners have put off a decision on the possible relocation of teams to Los Angeles until next month. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
I think there is a great deal of work that's gone into this. I think people have been very thoughtful. I think communities have been very thoughtful. I think we're going to have solutions that are going to be presented to the membership, and they're going to have to make that determination.
The Rams, Raiders, and Chargers are interested in moving to Los Angeles, a big city which has not had an NFL franchise since the Rams and Raiders left after the 94 season. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.